Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Title 42 ended, and there were big concerns about a big surge in migrants at the border. But that hasn't been the case. CBS's Skylar Henry reports.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says it's too early to tell whether the numbers at the southern border have peaked.
The numbers that we have experienced are markedly down over what they were prior to the end of Title 42.
The Biden administration says its steps it has taken, including restricting asylums, that's led to the lower than expected numbers.
The president's optimistic that debt ceiling negotiations are going in the right direction to avoid the U.S. defaulting for the first time in history.
It never is good to characterize a negotiation in the middle of a negotiation. I remain optimistic because I'm a congenital optimist.
Republican Texas Congressman Michael McCaul told ABC.
Always a game we play every Congress, you know, and daring each other to jump off the cliff. It's a dangerous game. I think defaulting on our full faith and credit, any financial person would tell you that's very catastrophic.
Another meeting is expected Tuesday. Busy weekend for Ukrainian President Zelensky. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
He arrived in Paris after stops with leaders in Berlin and Rome, including a visit with Pope Francis at the Vatican. Meanwhile, in Ukraine. This video from Ukrainian forces shows them advancing on parts of the front line against Russian troops. It happened near the besieged city of Bakhmut. In the country's east, reports from Moscow say that two Russian aircraft and a helicopter are also reported to have been shot down.
A ceremony today in Buffalo, New York, to remember the lives lost a year ago at the Tops supermarket. A moment of silence was followed by the chiming of church bells to honor the victims of the attack. A white supremacist killed 10 shoppers and workers and wounded three others in the massacre. Governor Kathy Hochul.
Hate did not win on that day. The white supremacists did not win on that day. Racism did not win on the day that the people of Buffalo said that love will come out and be the winner on this day.
The man responsible for the shooting has been sentenced to life in prison. So did you make mom breakfast in bed today for Mother's Day and notice just how much more everything costs? Even though grocery prices as a whole have fallen a bit, it's still more expensive than last year. Food prices are still up almost 8%. While the cost of eggs and bacon are down slightly, they're still high. And you probably paid more for the bread for that toast and the orange juice for those mimosas. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I'm Dr. Stork. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. With more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties. Classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that floor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day.
And dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 35. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies again tomorrow, highs around 72. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows around 50. High temperatures reach up to 75 Tuesday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. 66, ample sunshine expected Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
Moms will.
Two of our moms will be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
So cool. Gonna get them up on stage. The moms or the kids?
The moms.
Moms.
Moms for sure.
Okay.
For
sure. That's a whole reason to go right there.
Shondell, talk about the artists that you name and how their music influenced your music.
You know, Dolly Parton, actually, I used to sing Dolly Parton's music every night of the summer when I was 15 at a place called the Wisconsin Opry in Wisconsin Dells. It was sort of like the Wisconsin version of the Grand Ole Opry. And I would sing, I Will Always Love You, every night. And my mom would listen to Dolly Parton cleaning the house. Her album Jolene, I remember being on pretty often.
We actually have the Jolene track.
Oh!
We play it every once in a while for you.
Ooh, nice! Oh. Love it. We might be doing that one later, too.
Oh, good! Yeah. Good, good, good. Wow. Can we get the party started? What do you guys say?
Let's do it.
Okay. So, we are going to hear some live music from Gin Chocolate Bottle Rockets. We are in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song that you have for us tonight. Oh, this is so good. It's So Easy. This is from your trio tribute. Why did you choose to do this particular Linda Ronstadt song? Any idea?
It's just a great song.
It is
a good
song.
It's kind of iconic, Linda.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You guys ready?
Yeah,
let's do it.
Gin, okay. Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets is live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
One, two, three, four.
It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love.
Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media.
Oh.
Hey, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you want to give Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets a call and say hello, wish them happy Mother's Day, and ask them a question.
Oh, please do. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, let's learn a little bit more about the girls individually. Let's start with Jen Farley.
Oh, hi.
Yes. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
You are originally from Cleveland.
I am.
And now we are lucky to call you one of our own here in Wisconsin.
Yes.
Tell me more. Like, I guess what I should also say is we just heard you playing percussion. And, of course, you can never have enough cowbell.
Right.
More you're cowbell. A wife. You're a mom. You're a life coach. And how do you get to be the director of fun?
I mean, really, it's just all about being the life of the party, right? You got to just bring the energy.
Ah, and you're a bottle rocket.
I am the bottle rocket.
Okay, so tell us more about you. How did you get to this point?
Oh, my goodness. It's, well, I was born on a wintry morning.
Wait. What about your birthday? There's something very special.
Oh, that's right. Terry Barr and I are birthday twins. We have the same birthday.
We do. I bet I'm younger than you.
Wait, what day is that? I need to put it on my calendar.
Oh, January 30th.
January 30th. All right. Mm-hmm.
Best day to be born.
Well, that's my father-in-law Ronald's birthday as well.
Oh my gosh!
So.
We're just going to add to the club. Yeah,
now you're triplets
and FDR. So you know.
Oh. We're just going to keep going.
We're adding more people.
Jen's always trying to talk the band into going to Mexico for her birthday.
I know. I always want to go to Mexico for my birthday. Oh.
I think next year.
I'm with you. Maybe.
I think some of us should go with you.
I think
that.
So. A little 10-year anniversary GCBR.
That's
show.
Perfect. Take right? a bunch of us with.
I love it. We can bring your Uncle Bob, too.
Yeah.
Uncle Bob.
That's funny. Well, okay, you are a coach, and I really yes. love that you are kind of doing this whole motivating thing. I mean, just knowing you from the band, you're a motivator no matter what. But what about the coaching? What drew you to this?
Yeah, so I'm a certified professional life coach mm-hmm. and accredited with the International Coaching Federation. So a lot of words that I just said. But I really try to help people plug into their creativity and find their passion, find the rock star within. So whether it's they're feeling stuck in what they're doing, making big changes, you know, I really love helping people, especially those that are doing things, not necessarily like top level executives, but like the people that are doing and trying to live their daily life and balance all of those things. I love helping people try and discover and have passion and enjoy what they're doing.
I would imagine entrepreneurs are a big client of yours.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I also love working with young students too, like, or, you know, new graduates, people trying to figure out what they want to do next.
Oh, that's got to be great. Yeah. Those young minds.
Yes.
You know, we mentioned that you were from Cleveland. What brought you to Madison?
You know, we heard that Madison was a great place to live. And I'm not kidding. I swear. Like those little, like, men's health things that they said, like the little, we had heard it was a great place to live. And we just came to visit and loved it. So
how about that?
13 years ago, we moved here.
Oh, now, your husband is in the music industry.
He is, yeah.
Tell us about Mr. Jen.
Mr. Jen. The Mike Farley. Mike is, he has his own boutique PR company for musicians who are touring or releasing records. So he works with musicians all over the world. And he's been doing that for over 20 years. He's also a songwriter. And we sometimes do shows together too, like duo thingies. But yeah, it's Mike Farley.
Is it a different or same family as the fame Chris Farley?
You know what? I like to say that I'm from the New York Farleys. So. I'm from the New York Farleys.
Probably not, get asked that all the
not the
time.
Maple Bluff Farley.
Not right. the Maple Bluff right. Farleys, right? So, no relation, but just as hilarious.
Absolutely.
All right, well, let's get back to some live music with Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us is a Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets original. It's called This House. Tell us about this song before you play.
Well, this is a song that was inspired by my family. This is Beth speaking. We used to have dance parties at the house when my son was very little, and we'd turn off all the lights, and we'd get out the flashlights, and we'd turn up the music, and we'd dance around like crazy, and it dawned on me one day that if somebody happened by the house when it was dark out and we were having these dance parties, they would only see the two grown-ups dancing and not the two-year-old. And then it also dawned on me that I didn't care because your house is all about the memories you make and the love between the walls. So this is called This House. And it features Shondell Marks on the accordion.
Yeah. Wow.
And there it is.
You can't play that quiet either.
I'm still learning Roll Out the Barrel.
Live in the Devil's Lair is Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets.
See a ray of sunshine across my table. Coffee
is hot, the day is bright, and I'm alive. You're smiling at me for no reason. Well, I sit back and I soak in the love that's in your eyes. In this house we built with brick and stone, we paint the walls and call it home. No, we don't need fancy things. We'll fill it up with memories. Floating down the hallways, we sing and we dance and we laugh like fools on a Friday night. All the neighbors wonder what we're up to, but we don't worry what they think when life's this fine. In this house we built with brick and stone, we paint the walls and call it home. Say it.
Vocal tracks live in the Devil's Lair presented by
Aaron. Oh, that's
not
all.
No.
Oh, man.
So first of all, was that the kazoo? I love kazoos.
Yes, that was like a kazoozophone. It has like a big bell.
It does.
Oh, my God.
See, the director,
it's loud.
The director of fun brings it.
I got so excited when I heard that.
Oh,
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, if you want to call and talk to Jen Chocolate. And a Bottle Rock is here on Devil Radio.
Mm-hmm. Okay, oops. Guess what? Time to move on to one of the other members of Gin Chocolate Bottle Woo. Rockets. Let's go to Shawnee. Woo. Shondell Marks is here.
Hello, hello.
Okay, so Shawnee, you are on the keyboards, and of course we just heard you playing.
Accordion.
Yes, oh, that sounded so good. But your past includes fronting a popular band, Thunder Road.
Yeah, wow. That's a blast from the past.
Yeah, I think you and I have talked about that a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, you've won a million Mama Awards. And you recently released a piano album.
I did, yes.
And now there's this new band that you're starting to play with called Generation Jones. So tell us about you and, you know, how'd you get here?
Well, I come from a very musical family. My mom's a singer, and she has siblings that are in bands. So family reunions, the guitars would come out, and we would do harmony.
So many good memories of being a kid at those family reunions. And then when I was a teenager, like I mentioned earlier, I got a job at the Wisconsin Opry. My choir teacher, that was his summer job. And he invited me up to do some Patsy Cline. My mom taught me Crazy, one of her most beautiful songs, written by Willie Nelson, by the way, a little trivia. And yeah, and then I was just, I've been in cover bands and met Beth, and she changed my life.
Aww.
Wait, mine too.
Wait, is it because I brought the chapstick in that's kind of like a glue stick?
Oh, yeah. I don't think we took any photos to share with anybody, so yeah, I was kind of icky.
Now, Shawnee, last time we spoke, 2 years in the Devil's Lair, I said, you know, do your kids, they know you're like a big rock star and around this state, and you were like, they don't care.
What
is 2 years later, anything changed?
No, they still don't care.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
No, wait, that's not true though.
Yeah, that's like my daughter, she has a teacher who has one of my albums, and she walked into one of her classrooms and she was like, I think this is my mom's. And I asked her, I was like, were you embarrassed? And she was like, no, I was proud of you.
Aww.
So she's a sweetheart. But she doesn't, you know, she doesn't want to let on that I'm in any way cool. So.
Portage High School,
yes.
There's some ridiculous talent that has come out of Portage.
It's where the North begins.
Oh, my gosh. And where a lot of music begins.
That is their slogan, where the North begins. Yes, Madison Malone, she's incredible. She's from Portage.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah. This Generation Jones that I mentioned, let's just call it kind of another Madison supergroup, kind of like you guys, you know. Gin Chocolate Bottle Rockets. But tell us more about this, and how is this feeling getting going with another new band?
It feels really good. We just had our first gig last Thursday at Toffler's in New Glarus, so it felt like the old days where we would just play a big, loud bar gig. But yeah, Mike Massey, Kyle Henderson of the Producers, Mauro Magellan of the Georgia Satellites. He has a bunch of chickens and quails, and he's always bringing chicken eggs to the practices for everybody.
Bonus!
Is he bringing the chickens too, or are we working the chickens in the band?
Yeah, maybe we'll ramp up to the chickens. Yes, and then Mike Rip too. He's also in that band. He's a great guitarist. Yeah, it's feeling good.
Are you doing originals or writing your own stuff?
We do some of, because each one of us are songwriters, so we're doing some originals, but mostly at this point we're doing a lot of classic rock like David Bowie and the Beatles, some Pat Benatar.
Nice.
We threw some Sheryl Crow in there too. So
have you sent an email to Rocker to get on this show called The Devil's Lair on Saturday nights?
Ooh, Rocker.
Yeah, we got to make that happen, just, Rocker. Come on.
Just asking for a friend.
Please, yeah. I'm right there with you.
Shawnee, are you chocolate or gin?
Oh. Well,
because we know who Bottle Rocket is.
Yes, the head of the fun
patrol. Is that a Star Wars reference?
Yes, so we like to say that we take turns, but usually, I mean, Jen doesn't really give up her title very often. But generally, I'm the chocolate because I'm like sweet and quiet and smooth, but every once in a while, I get a little spicy with the gin.
That is good stuff, you guys.
All right. Well, now tell us about Mr. Shondell.
Mr. Who's Shondell. He? Oh, wow.
He would, ooh, who's he?
He would be, that would be fun. I'll have to tell him that you told him that you called him that. Mr. Shondell, yeah. He's a wonderful human. I fell in love with him 5 years ago. And, I don't know. I don't. How much do you want to know?
He's super cute, too.
I will say this. He lived around the world. He lived in L.A. for several years. He grew up in Baraboo. And when he was 15, he moved out to California and then just lived around the world. And he moved back to Baraboo to be with his grandparents who were aging.
Oh.
And so he's like, oh, my God, we have, like, the Reese Witherspoon movie line where he comes back to his hometown and he falls in love with the small-town girl. So
perfect.
Yeah.
There's a song there or something.
There is.
Yeah.
There have been several.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, let's get back to live music with Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets in The Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is from your trio tribute show happening on Mother's Day at the High Noon Saloon in Madison. It's Jolene by Dolly Parton. Why did you choose this song?
Oh, why did we choose this song? Because I love this song.
I would say, why not?
Yes. This is one of Dolly's
best. Sorry,
Rocker,
that was just me.
I like that answer, Terry.
Let's check it out right now. It's Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. And Bottle Rockets live in The Devil's Lair. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you'd like to call up and ask him a question. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Take a breath, and we'll be back live in The Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Don't take them just because you
us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. The number of migrant encounters at the border has fallen since the end of Title 42. But CBS's Christiane Benavides says border officials are still on high alert.
Tens of thousands of people are crowded in Mexico waiting to enter. Still, the large wave of migrants so many cities were bracing for hasn't materialized.
The president is optimistic about the border situation.
How do you think things are going at the border, sir?
Much better than you all expected.
Do you have any plans to visit
no,
the border?
No, I think not in the near term, no.
A ceremony was held in Buffalo today to honor the victims of the mass shooting inside a grocery store a year ago. Mayor Byron Brown.
Buffalonians and Western New Yorkers came together in amazing ways, lifted each other up, supported each other in our grief.
10 died in the attack. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad. Your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey. Why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say? Whale.
Whale sound.
To the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Hey, music lovers. Sims DP here, asking you to join me and my band, Harmonious Whale, for a trip of a lifetime to Ireland. August 12th through the 21st, we'll visit the west coast of Ireland and head up to the beautiful counties of Donegal, Mayo, and Clare. So please join Harmonious Whale for a musical tour of Ireland. For more details, you can visit harmoniouswhale.com. That's harmonious. WAIL.com. See you on the bus.
Jimmy K here for the spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the spaceship.tv. The spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the spaceship.tv today. The spaceship.tv.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night. Hope you're having a good one. Happy Mother's Day to all the mamas out there. We're live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. You can find more at movetomadison.com. The Devil's Lair on. So I'm playing this. I'm teasing this because I love it. I'm going to embarrass Beth. All right. Rocker, are you with us there? I mean, we're doing a radio show. That's all. You just have to say hi.
Hello.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Jimmy?
Oh, all right. Gosh, you guys are too funny.
Hi, Terry Barr. How are you doing?
Hi, Jimmy. I am loving this. It was funny because, you know, it feels a little cool in here tonight, and I'm always warm. And Shawnee asked me earlier, do you have goosebumps? But now I really have had goosebumps throughout the entire performance.
Well, let me, before we jump
so
back
good.
In. Before we jump back in, let me just remind everybody that... coming up at 10 o'clock tonight, just Max Inc. Heavy, 2 hours of the best original heavy punk, hard
and
rock.
And tell us about a special thing that you did.
We got an interview with Larry and Tyler and the sound guy,
Ben.
Ben, thank you, Terry.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
From Maybash. Maybash is, of course, happening Memorial Day weekend out in Ryo, Wisconsin. It's a great interview. Check it out. Appreciate those guys. Plus, I've got a lot of music from Maybash bands from this year and
years past. Nice. What time is your Maybash interview?
10:30.
Okay, perfect.
There you go.
Thanks, Jimmy K.
You're welcome. Dude, what's happening here?
I don't know.
Beth Killey.
Yeah, okay, rocker's going.
You have a musical resume longer than a devil's tail.
Whoa.
Fronting rock bands, running the Mama Awards show, and one of the founders and directors of Girls Rock Camp.
Yay.
Who is Beth Killey, and where does she find the time to do all this?
There's this thing called caffeine, and I rely on that heavily. No, yeah, who am I? I guess I identify first as a songwriter, and I enjoy just being musical with people that I love. So that's my story.
You've had direct influence, direct help mixing albums for so many musicians around the Madison area.
Yes, I do have a studio in my basement that I really love working with. Just different people.
What are two bands that you've worked with or two artists that you've worked with recently that you're excited about?
Well, you know, it's funny. After, like, COVID, I kind of shut the studio down, and I haven't really been doing any big projects, although the most recent one that I helped out with was Lucky Vita's last record, which was just phenomenal. And it was kind of fun because he is so electronically influenced, and he comes in with all these, like, really cool, electronic sounds, and that's definitely different than my vibe, but he sought me out because, not only because we're good friends, but because he really wanted to blend the I'm like, well, I put a microphone in front of a guitar, what the hell are you doing on a computer over there, right? So it kind of freaked me out when he asked me to help him, but he's like, no, I really want to get the mix of these sounds. And so it was a really fun project to work on. So
nice. You know, we were talking earlier about who's got the gin, the chocolate, the bottle rockets. So now I think we have, you know, by getting
processing
rid of exactly your gin.
That's true.
How did this happen? Like, where did this all come from?
Okay, so it's funny. I mean, I do enjoy drinking the gin occasionally, but so Girls Rock Camp, we used to do this show where we covered the songs that the girls wrote in the summer, and we were at one of our rehearsals for this Girls Rock cover band thing we were doing, and our drummer for that show was Nikki Sund, who plays with all sorts Ladies Must Swim and a Temi Vu, and just a phenomenal local drummer. And we were talking about how Shawnee and I were doing some duo things, and we're like, we don't know what to call ourselves. But see, here's a funny little fact about Shawnee is in the month of February, you know, sometimes you get a little bit stir crazy in Wisconsin, and you need tools to get through the winter.
Yeah.
And so Shawnee keeps gin and chocolate in her purse in the month of February, kind of like, you know, break in case of emergency.
Exactly.
And so Nikki jokingly said, you should call yourselves Gin and Chocolate. And we're like, we should. Because it fit for so many reasons. But then when Jen joined the band,
along comes a bottle rocket.
Right, we can't be a duo and two, like, gin and chocolate, and then a third person on stage, because people feel like, well, what is that? So I texted Shawnee, and I was like, well, we can't be gin and chocolate with a trio. What should we do? And just backing up, when Jen played this Chick Singer Night event with us 10 years ago now, we were doing a Janis Joplin cover of Bobby McGee, and Jen was dancing very excitedly on stage, and I may have been on my knees playing guitar, rocking out, and Jen might have punched me in the head, and I was like seeing birds and stars for a moment, but I was like, I love her, and I want to be in a band with her now. And so that's, you know, so I texted Shawnee.
When in doubt, hit them over the head.
Oh.
And I said,
one lump or two.
We need a third thing. And Shawnee said, well, how about gin, chocolate, and bottle rockets? And I was like, perfect. It'll, you know, goes with the stars that I saw after Jen punched me in the head.
I see, like, the sky lighting up with fireworks behind
Absolutely.
And you know what? I just thought of something, actually. How we name the band is sort of how we roll now.
It's totally really
because,
is.
You know, Beth was like, what do you think of this? I'm like, how about Bottle Rocket? She's like, I love it. You know, like, we did not overthink it. We just went with it.
Yep.
And we show each other love, and we just support each other in our decisions creatively and everything.
Yes. Yeah, so absolutely. Good.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Beth, I'm going to ask you, obviously, you're a mom. And
yes.
Mr. Beth, and you have kids, and you all make beautiful pictures, but you also have beautiful dogs. I love your dogs.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so I have one human child whose name is Gus. He's 12.
I'm glad we didn't leave him out.
Right, exactly. I have to acknowledge him because I did carry him in my stomach.
Hi, Gus.
He's not listening.
He's not listening.
No, don't you ever forget that, Gus.
That's right. However, I do have two fur babies, Lewis and Roger. Lewis is a 10-year-old pit bull, but he looks kind of like a yellow lab.
Yeah, he does.
He's a bull Shepherdor chow mix. I mean, he's like 6 different dogs. And like, I had the Embark testing done on him, DNA testing done for Christmas. And he was like 6 different dogs smashed together. But then at the bottom, it said 4% super mutt. So I'm just going with Super Mutt.
I tell you what, he is the master of putting eyeliner on himself.
All the girls envy Lewis's eyeliner. He's gorgeous. He's like, basically, he looks like a yellow lab with like beautiful, like kind of yellowish brown eyes with these really dark eyeliner. It's amazing.
Beth and I share the same vet, and even the vet mentioned
his eyeliner
to me.
Oh, separately.
Yes. So Lewis is like super chill. Like most mornings I find him at the foot of my bed with his head actually under the bed, and he just kind of lays there. And then there's Roger, who's the 2-year-old golden retriever who's like 80 pounds of fluff and not really a lot of brain parts, but he's the sweetest thing. But he did try to break my arm a couple days ago, sort of cursing him. But he's so sweet. You can't be mad at him because he's super cute. And he and Lewis are like the straight man and the comedian. They're just hysterical together.
Funny. And they're listening right now.
Yeah. You know
what?
Yes, they are.
They're
like, hey, it's Mom. Mom's on the radio.
They're very proud of me.
And the next question I'm supposed to ask you is about your new album, Beth.
Yeah.
But you know what? We're going to take this opportunity to tease the fact that you're coming back to Backseat Radio next week.
Yes.
And we'll talk about the new Beth Keeley album then. Yes. What about Girls Rock Camp, though? We've got to talk about that.
Yes, Girls Rock Camp is like my whole life. It's my favorite place to be. It's a camp for girls ages 8 to 18. They don't have to have any musical experience. They show up. We provide an instrument. We teach them how to play it. We put them in bands with 4 other kids that they just met on instruments. They just learned how to play, and they write a song together, and then they rock out in front of hundreds of screaming fans at the end of the experience.
That's
and
so
it's
true.
So much fun. And we actually have a ladies rock version, which Terry Barr has been a part of on multiple occasions.
Yes.
We've been in bands together twice at least now.
I played drums that time with you.
It's so much fun. It's like the coolest thing. I mean, really, our mission with the organization is to empower the kids that come through our camp and the, you know, the adult folks that come through our camp with Ladies Rock Camp.
Yes.
Music is the vehicle, but we just show them like, hey,
it makes you feel so powerful.
It really does. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, here's a safe space where you can be creative and collaborate with other people and build each other up, because sometimes the world out there is kind of a rough place, but here it's safe and you rock and we love you.
So. In the last Ladies Rock Camp, we actually have a mutual acquaintance, Beth, Lisa Gary.
Oh, Lisa!
I've known Lisa for years.
Yes. Did you come to the showcase and see her be the lead singer?
I did not, because I didn't know it was happening until it was happening.
She crushed
it. I'm so happy for her.
Oh my God, I love her. Yeah. Yeah, we had a blast. Yes. She's awesome. It's so much fun.
Beth Keeley changes lives. I don't know if you're aware of that, but it's so true.
Well, that's very sweet.
Good, good.
Well, let's get back to live music.
Yeah.
With Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets in The Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you're playing for us tonight is called Born to Run by Emmylou Harris. I was thinking Springsteen.
I was too.
Tell us about this song.
Well, this is an Emmylou Harris song that I wish I had written.
Oh, one of those.
You'll get it when you hear the words.
Okay.
One, two.
Just put on
Chocolate and Bottle Rockets live in the Devil's Lair. Hey, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY if you want to call and wish the ladies happy Mother's Day. We got about 10 minutes left here in the Devil's Lair.
This has gone so fast.
It sure has.
Incredible. Okay, you guys, living in harmony as a band.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell us about this concept. Does it actually exist? Okay, now I'm going to tell you, Rocker wrote this part in here. Or is it utopian, like a dream, like communism?
Is it communism and utopian dream?
Before we were supernovas and a nebula. And
okay,
now
let's
we're
stick with...
All right, you know, I'm just I'm taking a class in creative writing. So no, I'm just kidding. Come on, guys.
Rocker, wait. Actually, I was going to ask you, Rocker, could we use that intro on our website?
That is beautiful.
You can.
Like, there were like astrophysics going on.
Oh, my
beautiful.
Gosh.
It was beautiful.
Okay, well, tell us about living in harmony.
Well, really, the concept of like... of harmony, of, yes. of being able to sing together really brings forth a lot of elements of living. You know, you need purpose and you need partnership and presence in order to create harmony. So we actually have talked about it and researched it quite a bit. And
Yeah. And it's not just how we work together as a band, but it's kind of, as Jen was saying, it's something you can take out into the world. And so we just gave a talk at Oregon High School. We have a whole retreat built around this concept. And so it's just kind of trying to take what has made us last for 9 years as a band together.
Incredible.
And, you know, I mean, it's funny. I had a woman come up to me at our show at Willersheim the other day. She's like, I don't know how you're in a band with two other women. And I was like, what? How can you not be in a band? Because she had tried it. And she's like, it just doesn't work.
Oh.
And I'm like, Well, you know, it's not that we haven't had hard times, but we work through it because we have a common purpose, and we are there for each other, we show up for each other, and we get through this tough stuff together.
And and we each have our strengths, and we each, you know, have our talents, and we let each other shine where we need to shine. Oh. So,
and it's so obvious just watching all of you, and I think I mentioned that earlier, the faces, the smiles, the connecting, and if an audience feels that from you, that's got to feel so good.
It's the best.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I know
Goosebumps
I can.
Once again.
I know I can feel it in the harmonies. I mean, they are together. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get back to some more live music with Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets live in the Devil's Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group. This next song, it's a cover of a cover.
Oh, it's a cover of a cover.
Desperado.
Yes.
Who first covered it? How about you guys?
Well, so Linda Ronstadt covered this song for the Eagles, and actually her band was created because of Linda Ronstadt. They were her backing band, and that's how they met.
Linda Ronstadt is responsible for the Eagles.
That is
true.
That is incredible.
I did not know that.
That's one in the air for you. Well, let's hear it.
It's Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets live in the Devil's Lair.
Desperado, oh, you ain't getting no young.
come to your senses, come down from your fences, open the gate. It may be raining, but there's a rainbow above you.
Chocolate and Bottle Rockets live in the Devil's Lair. Dare I say, that was definitely better than the Eagles version.
Oh, dare you say it? Yes.
I'm going to say it. Wow, that was pretty
hard
awesome.
Hard to believe it's live.
Yeah, oh. No doubt. Fantastic. Wow. Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. Someone tell us the details real quick about tomorrow night.
It's actually tomorrow afternoon. We're doing a matinee show.
Which is our favorite.
Yes.
We can be in bed by 8:30.
This is a late night for us tonight. High Noon, the High Noon Saloon, 2:30. Bring your mamas, bring your babies.
Aww. Bring your friends.
There you go.
Yeah.
And that's at the High Noon?
Yes.
One more time with
High
the noon?
In Madison.
High Noon in Madison.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Is it 2? Show at 2:30?
Yeah.
Tickets available at the door.
Okay. Yeah. And what we heard tonight, this is kind of a sample of what you guys are going to be doing.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Ugh, so good.
any other shows on the calendar for Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets?
Absolutely. We have tons of shows coming up outdoors at wineries and local festivals. Check out our website, ginchocolateandbottlerockets.com, or Facebook or Instagram.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for coming in and playing live in the Devil's Lair.
Amazing.
It's awesome to see you all and amazing.
Do we have enough time to have this last song?
We have about 3 minutes.
Oh.
So the floor, it belongs to you all.
All right. Okay, so this song is called Lean, and another original from Gin, Chocolate, Bottle Rockets. Tell us about it, and then give us a taste of it.
This is the title track off of our album. That's all you need to know.
Slap your wrist when you slam the door. Told you, girl, don't you make a scene. They laughed when the music made you cry. And at the times you had to dance and sing. You heard that big girls never cry, so you stifled every scream. You've been giving them the upper hand, and they saw your moment of weakness. You walk their words faithfully, don't fall apart. Don't let them see where you held back. And you kept your head, but what about your heart? What about your heart? You've got to lean into it. All the crime and the clutter in your head, all the fear and the longing left unsaid. Don't shut them out. You've got to say what you mean. All the joy, all the pain, the in-between. Don't be afraid of what you're feeling. You've got to lean. Lean into it. All the years have swallowed time, and it's lonely on your throne. To your heart. You've got to lean in.
It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.